It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. What the fuck was that? I'm trying to record a nice pretty song, and the track's all fucked up. Just my goddamn luck. I hate my life, and I hate all my listeners. You guys are all conspiring against me. Why? Why can't I do anything right? Why won't you let me? I'm just trying to entertain you, goddammit. Nothing has ever good enough for you.
The whistles go, woo-hoo!
It's down, exploded up with hot piss!
So I'm madder than fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink. Grab your tongue. Get all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
Yeah, figured I'd do a show today. I rolled out of bed and I felt a little ambitious. This vacation has just been great. Hey, Freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. I haven't been on vacation. I've been sick. And this time, I'm serious. All right, who are we kidding? I'm on an island in Barbados. I needed some R&R. Is Barbados an island? Where is Barbados? I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever found it on a map. It could be in Colorado. Some sort of snowy climate. I don't know. It's in Thailand or something. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. See? The sickness has rendered me retarded. I have officially gone retarded. No, I've been very sick this past week. I've lost so much weight. This is really kickstarting my diet. But just as a little bit of proof, I recorded myself being sick. I played this for Sideshow Freaks yesterday. I did a little show. A half-ass show. Today I'm going to do a 3/4 ass show. There's just me puking. This is like... so gross. I'm going to start the show off every day with this now. My easy immune system. Any more? Oh, yes. There's more. Up in there. I know Sideshow Freaks won't mind hearing this again. Come on. Give me a big one. Clear my throat. Jostle some of that puke. Free. There we go. See, it worked. Okay, you get the idea. So I was really sick. It was pretty gross. But I still am sick, but... you know, I'm powering through. You guys deserve a show. You're good, faithful listeners. And so I've got to pull my weight here. I do have a great show for you today, despite me being sick on death's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Wow, 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 wow. You can't hear the echo in my headphones, but I'm thinking I sound really good. All right, I do have a great show for you. Jim sent me something interesting. Now, it's my belief that anything can be fetishized, which is also the title of my new workout program. That's right. Tim Henson's Fetish Size. It's pretty much just like Jazzercise, except with poop and lactating women. I haven't really worked out all the kinks yet, all the details on how fetish sizing works, but, you know, look for that next to, you know, deal a meal and shit like that. All right, so Jim emailed me, and he says, "Hey, Timmy Boo, when you mentioned dingleberries on your show, oh yeah, I thought that would be a unique fetish, right? It made me think of hemorrhoids." Sure, why not? I searched for... I'm sorry, hold on. I might puke today on the show. There might be a live puke on today's show. I have to calm down. I'm very excited to be with you today, but I've just got to take it down a notch. All right. I searched for... this is going to be a train wreck. I searched for a hemorrhoid fetish and came across the term Jarmel berries, or Jarmel berries. J-A-R-M-E-L. Jarmel berries. Also known as Jarmel jelly. Now, I have never heard of either of these terms, so I looked it up, and sure enough, there are several references online to Jarmel berries and Jarmel jelly. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to find any websites dedicated to hemorrhoid fetish, nor any stories online. So maybe that could be your homework this weekend, guys. While I'm doing a show for Sideshow Freaks, you can look up, hemorrhoid-related fetishes. At any rate, here is the definition of Jarmel berries. This deviant sexual practice consists of an oral fetish with hemorrhoids. This act involves one male licking and oral pleasuring the hemorrhoids of other male participants that were created from rough homosexual sodomy. The Jarmel berries refer to the mouth-watering attraction the deviants feel towards a disturbing twist to salad tossing. This practice has gained popularity through the homosexual prison population across the Midwest and has traveled as far east as Virginia. I have a hard time believing a lot of this because, I mean, who has done the research on Jarmel berries that it's reached Virginia? All right, this practice has been mentioned in several rap songs referring to the tough life of prisoners. Really? Can someone find me some... references in rap songs to these berries in multiple federal and state detention centers where the Jarmel Berries Act has been reported by officials to have grown into an act of hate and domination, like biting the hemorrhoids or something. All right, so the Jarmel jelly is a crude term for the bleeding sometimes associated with inflamed hemorrhoids. Jarmel jelly refers to any liquid substance that would seep out of an engorged or inflamed hemorrhoid. This definition ends with, it usually is used in the homosexual community. It is now gaining popularity at some colleges. Fucking sorority whores will do anything when they're drunk. Further proof, they're sucking on the hemorrhoids of frat boys.
You guys, I'm so fucking wasted. I would totally suck on an ass berry if you had one.
All right.
Pull down your pants.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Moving on, I've got a new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This song really is awful, and I wanted to like it because the title is My Pussy Feels Like Jesus. I thought it was going to be like one of those like dirty black girl songs, you know, like eat my pussy right, or, you know, like that type of shit. But I guess it's an attempt to sound like that.
All right, I got news for you. Fails
miserably.
My pussy, yeah. My pussy, yeah. Well, it feels like Jesus. It's so magical. It's like a holy ground. Except it's inside. Got it? Yeah.
No,
my pussy,
I don't want
yeah.
It.
Well, my pussy feels like Jesus. My pussy feels like Jesus. My pussy feel like Jesus.
Who the fuck
yeah.
sent this to me?
Yeah.
Jennifer, thank
now
you, Jennifer.
Now get it, girl. Now shake that pussy left to right. Shake that pussy left to right. Pussy, 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 pussy everywhere. Pussy, 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 pussy everywhere.
Oh, I like that
pussy,
part.
Pussy, pussy, pussy everywhere. My pussy feels like Jesus. My pussy feels like Jesus. Hey, girl. Well, you know what? My pussy feels like Jesus.
Okay. Thank you very much. My penis feels like Buddha. Like you rub the tip of my penis like a Buddha belly. It's big and fat. I have got an update here on Honey Boo Boo Child. Remember the Toddlers in Tierra kid who was just fucking ridiculous and her mom was like an extreme couponer? Well, apparently the mother, and I don't know if we've featured this in the video that I played for you, but apparently she gives her daughter a mixture of Red Bull and Mountain Dew before any event, any like pageant, to wire the kid up. Good Morning America was there.
Boo Boo Child.
There she is.
But perhaps what Honey Boo Boo or Alana has become best known for is how she gets all this energy.
Here, drink two big gulps.
Her mother, June, is stirring up controversy with a concoction she created to give Alana a kick on those long pageant days.
We kind of just, an empty bottle of the Mountain Dew, and then we take the Mountain Dew.
They named it Go-Go Juice, part Mountain Dew, part Red Bull. The two drinks combined have about the same caffeine as two cups of coffee.
She may drink about right there, maybe.
My Go-Go Juice is kicking in right now. Caffeine and energy drink.
I gotta say, this is an ugly child. Why is this kid? She's got a gut, first of all. And she, like, as a matter of fact, in one of the scenes, she's, like, pushing her gut and making it, like, you know, jiggling it around and stuff. There's no reason that there's no way she should be a pageant queen.
It all just caffeine makes me happy. All just energy.
And you can't understand what she's saying.
Caffeine makes you happy.
Fucking redneck, white trash bullshit.
Papa.
Oh, hyper. It makes you hyper.
She's wearing an airbrush.
When I do get on stage, you have to be alive, and you do have to be. You know, your personality has to, like, shine. So, you know, a long day, I mean, that's just what I choose to, like, do to my child.
Why not get your kid tweaking?
You have to have something to energize their body.
And why? So why do you have to, though? For a six-year-old, giving her caffeine and Red Bull, I mean, it's just, that's a lot of caffeine and sugar for a little girl.
Yeah, meth is really a more sensible alternative. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Help support the program. Sign up right now. I'll be doing a weekend show to sort of make up for the fact that there were very few shows this week as I was battling my very serious illness. Again, that's only $5 a month. Yeah, that's that would be the illness. Okay, you get the idea. $5 a month or $50 a year, that's all it takes. Full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Sign up right now. And don't forget, adamandeve.com, coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Why not buy your loved one a vibrator or a butt plug or something? Yeah, they've got lingerie. That would be a good idea, right? Valentine's Day, some nice lingerie. AdamandEve.com, 50% off, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK, so don't forget about that as well. Maybe you should do some shopping this weekend. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for stuff. All right. I'm losing steam here, freaks, I'm sorry. Do you guys remember Gary Faulkner? Probably not. He is a samurai-wielding Colorado native who traveled to Pakistan last year to slay Osama bin Laden. He was after a $25 million bounty. Didn't really work out for him. Yeah, he's one of the sad Osama hunters who will now never get a chance to fulfill their quest because, you know, he's dead. Osama's dead. Nevertheless, he managed to get back into the headlines, and he's got his arms outstretched for cash. In the aftermath of 9/11, the U.S. government posted a $25 million bounty for information leading to the arrest of bin Laden. Faulkner now says a portion of that money belongs to him because he served the al-Qaeda leader on a platter to U.S. forces. Quote, I had a major hand to play in this wonderful thing. This guy's a crazy man. He's practically homeless. He sounds like a homeless person. Yeah, there he is. This is the guy going after Osama bin Laden. Nearly had him. So close. Okay, all right, very good. How do you even bring samurai swords on a plane? Like, how do you do that? He brought samurai swords to Pakistan with him. Whatever. Maybe he got them there, I guess. I'm guessing. I don't know. All right. I had a major hand to play in this wonderful thing, getting him out of the mountains and down to the valleys. Someone had to get him out of there. That's where I came in. I scared the squirrel out of his hole. He popped his head up, and he got capped. It's a strange rationale coming from the guy who was detained in Pakistan while trying to cross the border into Afghanistan, armed with a sword, a pistol, and night vision goggles. But according to Faulkner, the publicity surrounding his detainment forced bin Laden out of confinement in the mountains of Afghanistan and into Pakistan. The whole affair smacks of the long-lost relative returning home after a million-dollar lottery win, but Faulkner insists it's not about the money. He just deserves to be compensated. Is Faulkner trying to take something away from our brave Navy SEALs? Of course not. Quote, I'm proud of our boys. I'm very proud of our government. They were handed this opportunity on a platter from myself. He's very humble and very delusional. All right, second story we have for you today. This is a short one from Atlanta. Police say thieves smashed their way into an Atlanta pharmacy and made off with hair weaves and cigarettes. You're doing it wrong. Look, I don't know how much hair weaves go for on the black market, but I'm willing to place a bet that prescription medicine could probably fetch a few more dollars, a few more bones. Authorities say the break-in happened shortly before 5. What pharmacy has hair weaves back there? What? Is that normal? Authorities say the break-in happened shortly before 5 a.m. at a CVS. Oh, I see. I thought they like broke into the pharmacy portion, back where all the pills were. Authorities say the break-in happened at shortly before 5 a.m. at a CVS pharmacy on Peachtree Street near 6th Street in the city's Midtown area. A brick was tossed through the front glass door. Police say the thieves apparently took hair weaves and cigarettes. A portion of the okay, there is a 0.0% chance that the perps are anything but black. Here's the evidence: Atlanta, ting, hair weave, ting, and cigarettes, ting, ting. Chances are they were monkey mints. Was that? Did we learn that on yesterday's show? I think it was on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program that Incognito called in and let me know that Newports, though they are Newports, are referred to as monkey mints in the black community. Once again, proving black people are just as racist towards themselves as white people are. All right, thieves in search of expensive hair extensions have targeted beauty shops and other businesses that carry such items in recent months. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get quality hair weaves at CVS, you know what I mean? All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Montana. The Billings Police Department arrested a man suspected of putting meth in the coffee at a local tax business on Wednesday. All the preparers were totally wired. Lieutenant Kevin Iflin said officers went to Laser 1040. Are you fucking shitting me? Would you ever go to a tax preparer, like a tax office that was named Laser 1040? All right. Laser beams. All right. Yes, Lieutenant Kevin Iflin said officers went to Laser 1040 to investigate after somebody at the business received a text message to not drink the coffee there. Shortly after 4 p.m., officers arrested Craig Charles Benedict, 34, in connection with the incident. He was booked into the Yellowstone County Detention Facility on suspicion of felony criminal distribution of dangerous drugs and partner or family member assault, or whatever. Iflin said that while nothing has been confirmed, investigators believe Benedict put meth in the coffee. Look, it is tax season, and these guys are busy as bees.
Got me busy as a bee. Where'd I get all this energy? Oh, meth.
Ooh, meth!
All right. Where's your receipt for your deductions? I need your receipts! We need to get to your Schedule C. Come on. All right. Okay. It's a very intense environment over there at Laser 1040. All right, Iflin said, while nothing has been confirmed, investigators believe Benedict put meth in the coffee. He stressed that BPD, which is the Billings Police Department, shorthand, has not confirmed, but I had to explain it to you, so now it took longer than me just saying Billings Police Department because I had to say BPD and then explain what BPD meant. And now I'm explaining why I'm explaining it, and now it's just like, it's taking 2 minutes to say three letters, basically. He stressed that BPD has not confirmed that it was meth and said samples have been sent to the state crime lab. We're also doing blood tests on employees and customers that drank the coffee. There's no confirmation yet. Investigators believe Benedict is a former employee of the business and that as many as 24 people may have been exposed Wednesday morning and late afternoon. An employee who answered the telephone at Laser 1040 declined to comment, citing the ongoing investigation. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, here we go. Now, listen, I am in a weakened state. I don't have it in me to fight with you, so let's not be dipshits.
Hi, Jim. Hippie Free here. Just got some dental work done, but I'd give you a nice free here for you. All right. Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Help you. You got to get the help you. You don't sound retarded enough.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Sideshow Freak Groom of Stool calling in.
Hi, Groom of Stool.
Last night with a couple of files. I sent you two emails, so it's three files total.
Okay.
It's this documentary made in the 90s called Educating Peter.
Oh, yeah, we played some of this.
It's in an integrated classroom or something.
Yeah.
It was really painful. Some good audio in there, so I thought I'd send it your way and
it was in fucking
like
real
that.
Video for real. You're like real player. Back in the 90s when they were the first like streaming media software company, right? The real player,
oh,
real audio.
Email must be just fucking overflowing every day with gold. All right,
it really isn't. You guys don't send me enough good stuff.
Give me boo.
And that, you know, I hate that. Why do I have to go looking for this shit?
Give me boo. It's Rose Coleman. Man, I'm homesick. I was just listening.
Join the effing club.
Listen to your January 30th show. And that video that you played, well, you know, the audio that you played from the subway where that woman was singing. Yeah, I found that video on YouTube. I was watching it. Oh, my God, man, that was gold. I can't believe that that was real, but, you know, it definitely was. But, oh, my God, crazy, man. Sent me into like a 24-hour YouTube trip. I was just watching videos. Ended up in that dark, nasty, weird area where you're kind of like, holy crap, what am I doing?
I know.
But yeah, man.
That's the type of stuff you need to be sending. When you find yourself in those weird crevices of YouTube, send me links.
Goo Timothy Sparkling Rosebud Henson.
Thank you.
I just got my free drink pass for Starbucks, and I personally have no fucking imagination. So what do you normally get when you go into one, and what would be bang for my buck?
Well, you know, I don't know how creative. I don't get very creative, but I like my venti hazelnut latte with one pump of mocha or a toffee nut latte, also good.
Hey, Tim.
The secret is getting the pump. You know, sometimes I switch it up. Sometimes I'll get maybe three pumps of mocha. I don't care.
Hey, Tim.
What do I care?
Hey, just a quick, I got two things, and I'll get the fuck out. First thing, up there in my surgery, I'm like, I don't know, 5-6 months ahead from schedule. I'm already walking. I shouldn't even be walking till like, March 1st.
Right, first of all, what fucking surgery did you have? Who is this? What's going on?
Yeah. So that's going pretty well.
I understand you people listen to the show every day, and I love it. I appreciate it, but just because you can hear me, doesn't mean I can hear you throughout the day. Like, I'm not a part of your life, or you're not a part of my life. So when you tell me things like, oh, I just got back from surgery, you know, I'm feeling much better. I don't know. What surgery are you talking about? This is the first I've heard of it.
And second thing is me and my girl, we broke up because of bullshit miscellaneous reasons. However,
you cheated on her,
new girl,
probably.
Right? And I've been going about 4 months. And the point, reason why I'm calling is, sorry, I'm walking.
She's a bitch.
She called me, or she told me that her grandma died of, like, cancer. And the first...
Excuse me. Hold on a second. Cancer.
The thing I immediately thought was, and I asked her this, I'm like, did she die of feline leukemia?
Oh. Right, did she not find that funny?
Damn. This is Sancho Mamba Gary. And I'm calling you out. You need to stop making fun of us mentally handicapped listeners. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm paying you too. And, okay?
And what, potatoes?
I'm crying you now. It's not funny. Okay?
I'm
goodbye.
Sorry, fake retard. Moving on.
True. Hey, it's a Sideshow member TJ from Chicago.
Hi,
I
TJ.
Thought I would call back and give you another quick distorted view trivia question.
Okay,
now,
sure.
Now, this one, I have to admit, it's kind of tough.
Uh-oh.
But the reason why I want to ask it is because I think it's really entertaining, and I think you'll find it entertaining.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, a few years ago, here's the question. A few years ago, you did a promotion for Distorted View where you sold your body parts, the naming rights to your body parts. I'm sure you remember.
I do.
This promotion.
Yes.
It's very funny.
This was before, I think during the first full year of Distorted View, or maybe the second year doing the podcast. And it was before I was doing the sideshow. And I was hurting for money. And the first thing I tried to do, of course, was sell the stale Kaiser roll. And that got me about $30 on eBay, give or take. Give or take 30. No, it got about $30 with shipping and everything. And then my big promotion was I was going to sell off my body part, the naming rights to my body parts. And that actually, I did pretty well on that.
And one of the body parts that you kept making a huge deal about that you were selling was your taint.
Yes, that's a big deal, right?
You were very
selling off my taint.
Very proud of the fact that you were selling your taint. And you
I wasn't proud that I was selling my taint. Look, no one wants to have to sell their body parts for money, but, you know, I do what I have to do to survive.
You tried to get someone to buy. You put that was one of the premium Tim Henson body part items.
Yeah, I'm sure it was $100 for the taint?
Now, when your taint was finally sold, how much money did you get for it? How much was your taint worth?
I have no idea, honestly. I don't remember how much I was charging for anything. I remember I was selling like my arms and my legs, and then I was probably selling my ass and my dick, and if I probably sold each of my testicles separately, balls separate. I don't know. So I don't know how much all those were going for. Did anyone have that image? Didn't I have like a graphic or something where I'd have like the prices next to the body parts?
Got your answer?
No.
All right. Your taint was worth a grand total of $75.
Really?
I don't know if this is a high price. Or
no, I'm kind of pissed off.
A low price.
I should have went higher on that.
I've never seen your taint.
Eh, it's really nothing that special. $75 is probably about right.
I don't know if I really want to see your taint. Only you would be able to answer if that's a fair price.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen my taint. I never really looked down there.
Taint. But, you know, it is what it is. $75 for Tim Henson's taint.
Well, thank you to the person who did end up purchasing my taint. Really do appreciate it. That was a great promotion.
Timmy, this is Echo. I need your help. I live in Rome, Georgia, and somebody just walked into my video store and talked about what a nice Christian young man I am.
Oh,
and I can't do that. I can't let
no.
that get out. So if there are any freaks that live in Rome, Georgia, come to Rome Video, and I'll give you a free beer, and we can talk about Serbian film, maybe take off our pants, run naked in the streets,
Wait,
just do something.
These are getting
but
weird.
I got to have some like-minded, and I know you're all about changing people's lives, and you could help me out.
Yeah.
I don't care. Girl, guy, I prefer you to be over the age of 50 and gross and fat and disgusting. But if you're a cool guy or a hot chick, I'll tolerate it. But as I said, Rome Video's got free beer. Come in and talk to me, please, please. I got to get away from these rat bastards that are just so uptight.
All right, there you go. If you want to go to Rome, if you live in Rome, Georgia, go to Rome Video, and that guy's going to give you some. He's going to liquor you up. This just actually doesn't sound like a good idea at all. I'd be very leery of this. This guy wants you to go into his video store, and he's going to get you drunk, and he wants to run around naked, and he doesn't care if you're over 50 and gross.
Hey, Tim, Dumbbell Sean here. Hey, I'm calling about that 4-year-old girl who pissed herself in class.
Yes.
And they made her clean it up.
Yeah.
You know what the best part of that story was? And you seem to just, like, not even notice it. They are twin girls named Liberty and Destiny.
Yeah.
I think this father is raising, his own pair of strippers.
That's true. I can't believe I didn't comment on their names. That's bizarre. By the way, Destiny was the name of the chick who got ran over on the train tracks, right? And then remember Lazy Boy made that train track video, and then the real Destiny saw it, and she threatened to sue me.
Hey, I'd rather.
Or sue Lazy Boy, I don't know. And then, to top it all off, listeners... A listener got a Destiny tattoo, basically.
Hey, I'd rather
fucking meet Pauly Shore than Butch Walker, fucker. Hey, boo, you ever notice your description notes always start with, hey.
Hey, freaks. Yeah, they always start the same way.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Just walked by a car, two people getting arrested, and like, it's the most generic thing ever. Cornrows wearing black, dude. A woman who looked like she was addicted to meth with zebra pants.
Oh,
just thought you'd like to know. Good
look.
Funny shit.
Thank you very much. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. It's not God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of shows. Okay, there was two shows. I will be back this weekend for Sideshow Freaks. So if you're not a member, sign up right now. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
She also says that you're married to Anita.
Yeah.
And that you never go with the other boys.
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't. I'm not gay.
Labels.
I'm sorry, I forgot, Mr. Rubel.
Mister, huh? Mister. Mister. Oh, that's good. Well, you know what? I'm not gay either. I want to suck your cock.